It runs through the end of January, then Golem takes off for China, Russia, France, and the world. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at agrigold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 624 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. Soft March wheat is 587 and three quarters, up 6 and a half. March corn, 403 and a quarter, up 7 and a half. May, 412, up 7 and a half. July, 418 and a half, up 7 and a quarter. December, 426 and a quarter, up 6 and 3 quarters. January soybeans, 1017 and a quarter, up 14 and 3 quarters. March, 1023 and a quarter, up 15 and 3 quarters. July, 1035 and 3 quarters, up 15 and a quarter. January soybean meal, $361.50, up $5. January soybean oils, $32.16, up $21. February live cattle, $165.80, up 12 and a half. January feeders, $225.55, up $160. February lean hogs are $81.20, and they are down 10 cents.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Over the holidays, the bears held sway in what I suppose was thin holiday trade. But on the first full day, the first full week back in the marketplace, we are on an uptick.
Yeah, we're seeing some aggressive buying, especially just a little before 6 a.m. this morning. The market jumped quite a bit there on lack of sell paper and some fairly aggressive buying. Throughout the night, though, too, there were several large lot orders filled in the options market, too. So overall, we're seeing the market take hold on here. There's no big tsunami of grain coming to the marketplace this morning. We got bitter cold weather here over the next few days. So there's several things happening here to give the market support here, starting out this first full week of 2015.
So who's doing this option buying?
Well, it wasn't me. I was asleep at 2 o'clock this morning. So it, evidently some fund managers supposedly first goes to European trade, but when you look at the big picture here, you know, the market's being maneuvered back and forth due to companies that have a staff that trades 24/7 and has billions and billions of dollars to work with. So when you get that type of participation, we're going to see some dramatic moves, you know, up and down and through here. But, you know, as far as the actual player on that, I've not seen that yet.
Is it possible that end users are feeling a little bit of a pinch?
Lack of movement, cold weather, could be if they didn't get some inventories booked. Asia's back snooping around or, you know, getting some bids on some DDGs. We're seeing, you know, some a little bit of a drier forecast, a weak ridge in the southern hemisphere. Ethanol demand continues to remain strong, even though the energy sector as a whole has gone weaker in through here. So yes, if they don't have some coverage on, they'll probably feel like they're chasing the market here.
And we are now 1 week out from Super Bowl Report Day. I like to call it Super Bowl Report Day because there are four major reports issued on that day. They're coming next Monday. How will trade move through the week ahead of those reports, do you think?
Well, today, higher, of course, that's kind of a no-brainer. But then the list of my ideas that a harvested acreage is going to be adjusted a little lower. Yield could maybe be adjusted just a little bit lower. So the bottom result is ending stocks could tighten up in through here. So, I imagine we'll be range-bound until we see what type of numbers come out. Basically, producers going to wait and see what the report shows before he sells. End users are going to use some weakness in here to buy, so we'll probably continue to be range-bound here until next week.
Is it possible that we will see a surprise in the report? And the one that comes to mind for me probably would be the quarterly grain stock report.
Well, it could be. I mean, that's going to be our first true indication of what we're working with on demand and how much inventory is around. Trade's going to look at that number and plug that in and do the math and see where we are for the rest of the marketing year. The thing, though, is for beans, the front end's been very well loaded, so we'll see if China continues to buy like they did this morning or not. Then corn demand, traditionally starts to pick up here after the first year, as Europe, and particularly Asia, Japan, and even Mexico starts picking up inventories.
So do you think that there will be enough bullish enthusiasm this year to post weekly highs for the week?
Well, it's kind of hard to get real bullish from the standpoint the energy sector's moving lower here. The stock indexes are kind of topping through here. To get super bullish, we're going to have to see some weather concerns in the southern hemisphere. Right now, I think we're just buying time and seeing buying interest come from ideas that money needs to go somewhere. It's coming out of the energies into the grains. It could be coming out of the stock market into the grains. Our fear is that demand starts to slow, outside economic factors start to kick in, and the risk becomes back to the downside.
How tight of a holder do you think the farmer is right now?
Oh, very tight. Very tight. There's no real reason to move anything right now. I think as time goes on, market moves a little higher. He's going to reward the market and move some inventory here. But for the most part, guys are kind of where they want to be for right now.
Let's look a little bit at the energy market in a little bit more detail and look at the relationship between ethanol and the RBOB and what it might imply as you look at it.
Well, when you look at the retail market, some of these quotes we're seeing, Twitter and so forth, the guys find some real steals in ethanol blend. That's real supportive seeing that materialize here. When you look at the near term and through here, with the RBOB below where ethanol's at, you'll push the figure a little bit more on the regular RBOB, but down the road, ethanol still works in the mix here. Two, we got to remember is that export world ethanol exports remain somewhat strong, and as long as we can keep the market in a northerly bound fashion in through here, I think they're going to continue to produce ethanol.
I wondered, though, in the short term, the first quarter, whether or not ethanol producers might use a RINs in lieu of production.
Well, that's above my head. It could very well. Well, there's money to be made, they're going to move that way. Pick up in DGGs, even though ethanol might struggle a little bit through here, they're still going to make money on both sides.
What else is important before we let you go today?
Well, I don't know if there's anything that really stands out. I think that the market needs to move above today's highs in order to give us a chance to stay strong. And reason being, if you add a price chart, day's highs are near where we kind of broke out to the downside there last week on the correction we saw there. So it's going to be important for the market to try to get a back above those breakout levels. Otherwise, some of these momentum indicators are going to roll over.
Well, you do it personally and buy us out, and we'll be back this afternoon to see how you did.
Very good.
Thank you, Kurt. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. March corn, 4.03 1/4, up 7.5. May, 4.11 3/4, up 7.25. July, 4.18 1/4, up 7. December, 4.26 1/2, up 7. January beans, 10.18 1/4, up 15 3/4. March, 10.24, up 16.5. And July, 10.36 3/4, up 16.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.